This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
Rabble.ca.
Hi, I'm Wayne McPhail, and I was one of the people that originally started the Rabble Podcast Network, and I think that you should support the Rabble Podcast Network and Rabble.ca because there's no other place where you're going to get such a diversity of voices speaking truth to power.
The Rabble Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Show your support by going to rabble.ca/donate.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
In September, the House of Commons passed a private members' bill that will give funding priority to infrastructure projects that reduce carbon pollution. Andy Fillmore is a Liberal MP from Halifax. His bill called for analysis of the greenhouse gas emissions impact of every funding proposal over $500,000. While private members' bills do not have the power of legislation, Eric Doherty says that if the Liberal government follows through on this new commitment in a serious way, it will mean billions more for public transit and billions less for highway expansion. Eric Doherty is a Victoria-based transportation planning consultant, and he joins me by phone this morning. Hello, Eric, and welcome back to Red Eye.
Thanks for having me on.
Now, what indication do we have that the Liberals are going to consider a climate lens for infrastructure projects, apart from their support for this private members' bill?
Well, I actually asked that question at the Green Jobs BC conference recently, and that what we got from the North Vancouver MP, who's also the Parliamentary Secretary for Climate, is a verbal indication that they are planning to take this seriously and go ahead with it.
Back in January, you wrote that the federal government hadn't mentioned carbon pollution in the infrastructure plans they announced before the election. What's changed?
I think what's changed is that there's been a pressure from a number of fronts. First of all, from a lot of the municipal governments across Canada to fund transit projects. That was one of the Liberal government's promises, is that they were going to fund these badly needed transit projects in urban regions across the country. And I think they were hearing from a lot of the mayors that transit is their priority, and but what we saw was that the Liberals were taking credit for a lot of the Harper era freeway expansion plans and ignoring their climate commitments while they kind of re-announced the decisions that the Conservatives had already made. So I think we've seen just little bits of pressure pushing the Liberals to do what is obviously needed.
You mentioned about how the mayors were putting pressure for rapid transit expansion, and we know that the mayors aren't too fond of the George Massey, the bridge that would replace the George Massey Tunnel. How do you think this would affect the Christy Kirk's proposal for the replacement bridge for the tunnel?
I think it's more or less the final nail in the coffin, making it clear that it's really unlikely that the Liberals will fund that project. Now, the provincial Liberals, Christy Clark, say they're going to go ahead without it, but that means that provincial money has to go into it in a big way. They are planning on charging quite steep tolls on it, but that won't come anywhere near to covering the cost of that project.
And how much federal funding goes into a provincial project?
Quite often it is one-third of the cost. So if it's a $3 billion project, it would be $1 billion. I don't think there's any hard and fast rules on that, but quite often these projects, it's one-third federal money, one-third provincial, and one-third from the region.
And if this bridge doesn't receive federal funding, does it make it less viable from a political point of view?
It does. It makes it very much less viable. So that's actually the problem with the federal money going into these things, is that the federal money becomes a justification for the project unto itself. You know, one of the main reasons that these projects that really don't make any sense get built is because through their bureaucracy and politics, there's federal money on the table, and regional governments and ordinary people say, well, it's free money. Of course, it's not free money. It's our public money being spent on wasteful projects. And I really do think that shift away, or even just the a public announcement of this policy so that mayors and municipal staff people can say to the federal government, why are you funding this project if it doesn't meet your criteria? But that's actually a very big deal, and it could make the difference for tens of billions of dollars of projects every year. So that would be potentially tens of billions of dollars for public transit and cycling infrastructure and sidewalks every year across the country.
And if there was a change in government in May with this climate lens on transportation, would that make it easier to reject that bridge instead of putting that towards public transit?
Yeah, it does. I think that the provincial NDP have made it clear that they're planning on not building that bridge, just canceling the project if they're elected. This policy, though, makes it much easier for them to do that, because what they're doing is they're saying, we're not going to spend provincial money on this bridge. And there's no potential for the advocates of freeway expansion to say, well, you're saying no to free federal money. And that may obviously opens up the potential for federal money to be spent on things that we really need, like public transit.
Now, the Evergreen Line extension out to Coquitlam Centre was just opened this month after many, many delays. Now, would that be an example of a project that would have gotten built sooner if a climate lens had been applied?
Yes, it is. Because the amount of federal money that is available to a region is, it's more or less equalized across the country, roughly. So if the federal government had not put money into the South Fraser Perimeter Road, which is, you know, the highway, I guess it's Highway 17 now, if they hadn't put, I believe it was somewhere in the order of $300 or $400 million into that project, then that money would have been available for the Evergreen Line to have built that sooner. And I think actually that the Evergreen Line wouldn't have been built by now. It wouldn't be open now if the federal government had funded the Portman Bridge. That's an early example of where the mayors in the region and the Metro Vancouver Regional District voted to oppose that project, and in response, there was no federal money for that, and it went to transit instead.
And I understand there's also some talk about highway expansion in Victoria. How do you think that might be affected?
Yeah, well, in Victoria, there's a project being worked on right now, the Mackenzie Interchange Project, and it's a smaller city and it's a smaller project, but it's still $85 to $100 million. And that was a project that was approved under the Conservative government, you know, proposed by the provincial government, but federal money has gone into it. And if this policy is put in place, two things will happen. When the inevitable cost overruns happen, the province will probably have to cover the full cost overruns. And the other thing is that money for transit projects like the bus lanes that have been promised in this region since 2008, that money will then be available. But again, I think it's actually up to the municipal governments in the region around Greater Victoria to stand up and say that they want the money spent on transit rather than highway expansion. To date, they haven't done that clearly.
And what about the federal money for airport expansion? How will that be affected?
That's a question. We don't know whether this will be applied to airports. It should be. Almost every major airport in the country is a federal, publicly owned federal operation. And if this was applied rigorously, you would see airport expansion grind to a halt across Canada. It just wouldn't happen because short-haul air flights are about the worst thing you can do for the climate. And there's a really deep crying need for improvements to passenger rail system. So we could see a lot of money shifted away from airport expansion to creating a really good via rail system.
And what will you be looking for as an indication that the Liberal government is serious about favoring public transportation over roads and airport expansion moving forward?
I think just what projects get approved. That's going to be the what projects get approved and funded. We're going to have to look at every major urban region across the country. Basically, every major region has highway expansion projects proposed and also has transit projects proposed. So it's going to be very simple. Just watch their media releases. If they're still funding urban freeway expansion, you know they're not taking this policy seriously.
All right, Eric, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Eric Doherty. He is a Victoria-based transportation planning consultant.